So we've got the thing that we're looking at, what causes that thing environmentally, economically, behaviorally, and then what does that thing cause? And that is the shape, the pattern, the reflectance change, and then changes in, even further down the line, changes in hydrology, changes in climate, changes in animal movement patterns. So that's sort of, we get this piece of information, and the map is really the most effective communication tool for science that I've ever come across. Get that in there, link it to their intuition, and then move them forward from the simple to the complex, and from the complex to the causal.